Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name.
This is the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.
Welcome in, Dynasty Happy Hour Open Bar. We're here with some new fellas. I'm trying to learn everyone's names, and I have no idea what's going on. I'm probably just going to sit back this entire show because I'm just, I promise, but I'm just on one apparently. So I'm done with me. I'm drinking cold smoke for now. Montana beer. That's me. That's Gabe. I'm your host. One of the hosts, excuse me, J Mike at Grab Bag Fantasy. J Mike, look, I'm sorry, dude. I don't know why I say it. I'm just like used to transitioning from my podcast to this one. And then I'm like, I'm the fucking co-host.
I just need to figure out why I'm even here. I mean, let me
don't
just
get
take
fine,
you here,
bro. We talked about this.
I'll just go to bed. How about that?
Hey, nah, so you don't get fined.
Right. I'm just here so I don't get fined. No, excited to be here as usual. It's been a long day though. So at this point, I have switched over from the wonderful Coors Original to the Blue Dolphin. So I believe that I will be DDing for us for the rest of the evening. I got you. Need to get home safe. I got you.
Look, I'm going to need it. So just kind of forewarning for all of you. Let's keep it rolling. What is this, like your third, fourth time? I don't even know, Jake. What time is this
track
for you?
I lose track.
Too many cocktails, too many beverages.
I think I have a drinking problem and I don't want to drink alone. So I just hop on the open bar and say what's up.
Yep.
He's like the Justin Timberlake to our Saturday Night Live. He comes on and everything's just that much better.
It's true.
You want to put it that way?
We're going to do at the end of it, we're going to do a parody like Andy Samberg, Justin Timberlake, Dick in the Box type of stuff. I'm going to put my dick in a box. I'm just saying that like we'll do a song.
Yeah, I've prepared for that.
Okay. It's wow, ready, we man. Are lit.
Maybe a dick in a wine box. I don't know. So we'll see.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. So we got a couple other guys. So I just kind of met him today. I was like, hey, look, it's open bar tonight. I better get some guests on. That'd be a good idea. And so I reached out and Burf, you know, my dude, Van Burf, he's always hitting us up with some people to reach out to, just making the community better. And so hooked up with the fake pigskin man. Regan, I was calling him Reagan, and I was also calling him Negan. I don't know what the fuck I was calling him, but it was all wrong, and I'm sorry about that. But hey, brother, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It is Regan.
Yes.
That's officially worse than me calling Connor from a few shows back Colin. You have eclipsed me on that. So well done, sir.
That might be true.
might be. Reagan and Megan?
I don't fucking know. We all need like Walking Dead nicknames by the end of the show too. That's definitely in order. And then Dynasty 101. He's part of the fake pigskin, if I'm correct, because Negan kind of fuck. I just said it again. Regan.
It's gonna be a long night.
Oh my god, guys, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
It's okay. We'll have a whole fake pick and start calling him Negan. I don't know if we still have a job by the end of the night, but
perfect.
Oh my goodness. Please.
Now I'm gonna have to get the bat.
Yeah, I know. Once I see that come out, then I'll start sweating and maybe I'll stop calling you. So J Mike, you're drinking water. Quickly, what are y'all drinking? Then we'll kind of move things along here.
I'm drinking a margarita.
Attaboy.
Not out of the bottle.
Water for Negan. We got another Blue Dolphin. I did it on purpose this time, by the way, because I'm now just going to start calling you. And are also Blue Dolphin. Look, we got a lot of Blue Dolphins here. Jake and I are not going to be swimming. We're going to be swimming in booze, but we definitely need some Blue Dolphins to take us home. I'm not really sure where that metaphor is going, but just kind of go with it. Hey, but I'm happy to meet you too, and I'm happy to have you on, Jake. Whatever, you know, you're
taking
basically a bi-weekly kind of thing at this point. So It is what it is. So, fellas, check this out. I was telling you off air about this, and I got to tell listeners and viewers right now what I'm doing. I'm in a redraft league right now. So I'm going to be chiming in and out. I'm already not here, but I'm going to be more not here, basically. So I need your help with draft picks. I might interrupt you if you're mid-swig. You know, I'm just going to be like, hey, guys. You know, so I'm going to need some help. And
what's the timer on your clock? 2 minutes?
And it's really short too. It's like $1.20 or something. So ooh. I have like very little time. So like once I start talking, shut the fuck up and just like, let's focus on my draft. And
it's all about me, Gabe. It's all about me.
I'm the only host. J Mike, you're nothing.
Marsha.
We should do tonight's show, letting us make your picks for you.
Yes.
Kickers. Kickers and defense.
Just so you all know what this league is, it's crazy. It's 16-team league. It's just a redraft league, by the way. One quarterback, two running backs, three flex spots, but you can only do wide receiver, tight end, and then a kicker, a defense, and then count it. Two bench spots, just two. That's it. So 16 team league. I mean, it's pretty shallow as is, and it's tough, man. It's a tough league.
Especially when you don't know what the scoring is.
Okay, yeah, this was off air talk. I don't know if it's PBR or standard. I like legitimately don't know. So I'm just kidding.
That doesn't really matter.
Everyone, just prep everyone you can. It's a 16 team league.
Right. No, my team's going to be waiver wire guys by the end of the year. I mean, I have two bench spots, like no shot. So I'm up in about six picks, so we can talk football and things like that. First thing on my mind is why the hell do starters play in preseason? Because these dudes just like, I don't know, going through a drive-through at Wendy's and then next moment they're on the football field. Like, are they preparing for this? And if they are, like, why does this happen in preseason all the time? I know it's a rough sport, but why are they even playing?
I think it's probably because, you know, everything is non-contact nowadays, so their bodies aren't used to sustaining those kind of hits. And then they go from just training basically and getting their stamina up, and then all of a sudden they're taking shots. And then, you know, I think injuries are more likely to happen when they're not used to taking those hits.
Did someone say shots?
Shots? Let's go, dude. What you got?
No, you're right, man. I mean, it's all about hyping up the, you know, guys in shorts and helmets and in mini camp and walkthroughs and whatnot. So, it's their first time in contact. That's a good point. I mean, does it upset anyone else as much as it does me? Because, I mean, there's just too much. It just hurts to see all these guys go down right in preseason.
Well, I'll tell you why they're playing. It's because of money. They're charging full prices for preseason games. We want to at least see a cameo appearance by the stars. And I'm not paying $40 to see the guy who's going to be working at Walmart next week playing.
Yeah.
I think the coaches want to get them to shake the rust off too. You know, I don't think they want them going to week one without getting a snap. I think they want to shake some of that rust off and get them assimilated for the NFL season.
Yeah, to some degree, you have to get reps at the end of the day. Practice is nice and all, but you have to be on the field with people who want to take your head off, even in preseason. And you have to at least, like we know in like most of the third week of preseason, you got to go out there, take some hits, deal with some audibles, deal with some things that are, I guess, adversity just in general. And you got to go out there and make it happen. What were you saying, Chris?
I totally agree with you. It's the reality of the game. It's part of the job. And it's really unpredictable whether it's their first rep or their 50th rep. You can't count on when the injury will strike. Some people might be feel just all the variables that comes along, and they know it's part of their job. The preseason is part of, I guess, for most of them. And we see some stars try to sit out. You know, Adrian Peterson hasn't played a lick since he was with the Vikings, and now with the Saints, he needs to get his rep in. It's part of their job, and whether we like it or not.
Yeah, and like even an instance like Julian Edelman, like he's making a cut. I mean, that's something that can happen in practice. That's something that can happen in backyard football and a workout, like whatever. He's making a cut, and ACL goes. Just like his forefather, Mr. Wes Welker. Same thing happened. He's making a cut in the open field. ACL goes. And that's a wrap.
Well, we saw what happened to Teddy Bridgewater last year in practice.
Oh my gosh. I mean,
one of the worst knee injuries we've seen, and it was non-contact. I just stepped in a little bit of divot, I think, bent the way. And yeah, it's hard to know when they're going to come.
Yeah, the point about Adrian Peterson, I mean, he's not getting many reps. You know, he's conditioned to this. You know, you should kind of think that he'd be all right in these kind of conditions. And to put a guy like Edelman out there, or even Brady, really, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't really. I guess you just got to kind of acclimate him a little bit and get some contact in. But man, that Edelman's just kind of a big hit, and they're thankful that they got Cooks now. That's for sure.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
And among other injuries that happened this weekend, you know, Cam Meredith, who the hell's going to be the wide receiver for the Bears now? Like, can we, is this
Kendall Wright for the win?
Yeah. Or a man with the same initials and even rhymes with Kevin White. I don't know if we can finally see it. Odds say no. And then the salsa boy, Victor Cruz. Who's your favorite, guys, of your three? Or even someone else?
I think they're going to give Kevin White every chance. Obviously, he's going to get all the chances at the beginning, but I think at the end of the season, Kendall Wright's going to be the guy that's going to lead the team in receptions now with Cameron Meredith out.
Yeah, did you see what a NFL draft scout said on Twitter the other day about Kevin White? Said it looked like a fullback running back there. The guy that ran, you know, blazing 40 was this athletic freak coming out of West Virginia, and now it's just like. Yeah, I think the hope is lost with Kevin White. So I agree. I think it's Kendall Wright that steps up. I think his ceiling is very limited, but you know, he could be a wide receiver 4 or 5 bye week fill-in possibly for you.
Jarvis Landry's ceiling is limited. He still gets the job done.
He's a different type of player. I mean, Kevin White still has the highest ceiling for me, but
oh fuck,
the reality is he's on the clock.
I told you I was gonna. I got the little ding, ding, ding in my ears. Okay, I'm up. Fifth round, all right?
Oh, take Kendall
Wright. I'll pick up the Kevin White.
Take Kendall Wright.
So Jake, you're the tiebreaker. Regan's going with Kendall Wright. Chris is going with Kevin White. Or are you going somewhere else besides those two guys?
Yeah, I'm going Kendall Wright, but not happily.
Someone's got to catch the passes.
Yes.
I mean,
wow, but Stephon Diggs is still there. Should I?
Oh, take him, man. What round are you in?
I hope it's PPR, my man.
And Allen Robinson?
No.
Allen Robinson's somewhere.
So why don't you read the top three receivers, top three running backs, top three quarterbacks?
I have 30 seconds, just so you know. Oh. But I'm kind of leaning Willie Snead right now. Or Diggs.
Diggs will cover you whether it's PPR or not PPR, so you'll be safe without knowing the scoring.
Oh, shit. I don't know what the bye week is, this stupid fucking league. Oh, God. I don't know. Okay, Diggs.
Don't get auto-picked.
Let's swing. Yeah, I know. I don't want to be auto-picked. All right, Diggs it is.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, nerds.
You're welcome.
Okay, sorry about that. Back to the Dynasty Happy Hour open bar. We were just talking about Kendall Wright and how good he is out of the slot. He got a lot of targets when he was out for, you know, Tennessee, and that's where Cameron Meredith was successful last year, was in the slot. They were trying to move him outside, and now it looks like Kendall Wright's going to fill that role in the slot. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's doable. I think it's doable.
I mean, he's put up a top 24 wide receiver season before, so we have seen him do it. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you think he's going to get peppered with targets. It's just, is Glennon going to be sufficient enough to deliver those targets?
One sleeper I do have, and we're talking really deep leagues. You're not going to add him in your traditional redraft or even in Dynasty League. You might need a deep bench. It's Tanner Gentry.
Nice.
Mm. He's a rookie, and he seems to have chemistry with Mitchell Trubisky, who is the future. So that's a name I would kind of be looking out for throughout the season to see if Kendall Wright doesn't step up, if Kevin White still runs like a fullback, why not Gentry?
Yeah, I picked him up in a league. It was, you know, it was a startup this year, and I kind of went to that studs and duds approach. So My bench was awful and non-existent. I picked him up. He might be one of my roster cuts. I have to get down to, you know, 25 players here next week. Actually, I think it's tomorrow. He might be a roster cut, but he's definitely a guy I'll keep an eye on, especially if Trubisky gets a shot, which he should. I mean,
right,
looked phenomenal this preseason. Yeah,
that'll definitely happen. He had, and they did have a connection. They had a nice little, what was that, 45, 50-yard touchdown catch. Yeah,
they almost had, didn't they almost have
a great route for it?
Didn't they almost have two of them too? I think he almost came down with the second somewhat longer touchdown as well.
My deep guy, I kind of like deep guy on the Bears is Deontay Thompson. I kind of like him too. He's decently athletic, undrafted guy, kind of hitting that apex year, I guess, for wide receivers. He might have some relevance. I mean, look, these are just really deep, deep guys, and something's going to have to happen if Cruz doesn't pan out with his knee thing. And Kendall Wright, he's had his injuries as well, and we all know about Kevin White. We could honestly be talking about Gentry, Thompson, and Braverman as like three wide receivers by the end of the season. It is realistic.
Well, yeah, exactly. 2 years ago, who knew Cameron Meredith?
Yep, exactly.
Riggy, if we can continue this wide world of wide receiver roulette, let's land in New England. Obviously, we've got the GOAT up there slinging and banging, TB12. And obviously, we've got Chris Hogan, Amendola, Malcolm Mitchell, Gronk. Of course, the aforementioned Brandon Cooks. Who are you putting your money on in New England?
Are you talking receptions? What are you talking here?
Just most productive. We're looking for these points. Where are the points at?
Well, if Gronk stays healthy, I think he's going to be tough to beat. But that's a big question mark. And you have to think that Bill Belichick's going to come up with a way to get Brandon Cooks involved, especially with this Edelman injury. They don't give up a first-round pick for a wide receiver and then not use him. So I'm high on Cooks. I think all the talk that he takes a hit coming out of New Orleans. New Orleans never gives their receivers over the 103 targets. And I'm not saying that he'll get that this season nearly, but I don't see how his value necessarily dips all them. It's a similar kind of offense.
So do we even care about the others?
Well, Hogan, I mean, this might be the sell high moment on Hogan, but it also might be the kick yourself in the ass if you ended up selling him for maybe less than market value. And if he steps in and takes a big role in that offense, he could have a monster season. But it just coming off that preseason and with this Edelman injury, it just seems like this is a sell high moment. I mean, I would imagine you could get maybe 18 in for him. And I think he got.
Oh, wow. 18 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Jake. I mean, the last visual that people see of Hogan was those two touchdowns he's getting from Brady. And it's hard to trust any of them. I've never been able to pinpoint who to pick for New England, whether it's their wide receiver or their running back. Even at some point, not even sure which tight end to take. So like Jake said, Belichick really schemes around the other team. So one game, it might be Cooks. One game, it might be Gronk. One game, it might be Hogan. How are you going to figure that out? I guess best ball league or you pick Brady. Those are the two situations where I'm really going to be attacking the New England offense. But outside of that, I don't know.
What I was thinking is with Edelman out, Brady struggled without Edelman a few different seasons. With him out, I expect him to go to more two tight end sets. So my little sneaky play is going to be Dwayne Allen if he gets a start over there. It's going to be whatever tight end starts with Gronk. Obviously, Gronk and Cooks are going to be the 1-2, but I think the second tight end is going to be the third leading receiver on that team. I think without Edelman there, they're going to go back to a lot of two wide receiver or two tight end sets, in just like the Aaron Hernandez days.
Guys, I'm almost up.
Let's see who's available. Let's get prepared for this one.
Can we prepare for this a little bit this time so I don't have to yell at you? I feel okay.
I'm on. So why don't you go over?
I feel bad for my.
At a minute and 30.
Yeah, I got a minute 15 left. Okay, we have to hurry. Wide receivers, tight ends available. We got Corey Davis, Moncrief, Crowder, Henry. I don't know why these are this way. Garcon, Eifert, Sanders. Hey, my boy Willie Snead's still there, by the way. I don't know what
kind of, he'll still be there next round too.
Shut up. Okay. I didn't mean that. QB, you have to start thinking about that a little bit, maybe. Mariota, Newton. I like Newton right now, kind of a little bit. I still like Stafford and Rivers though as later guys next round. I don't mind that. Derrick Henry, all the Seattle running backs are there except Lacy. It's thin at running back, that's for sure. It's definitely like a shot in the dark at this point for running back, unless I take Derrick Henry. But 20 seconds.
Derrick Henry?
You like Henry?
I love Derrick Henry. I mean, he's a guy that you might not get a lot of play with.
15 seconds.
Keep your fingers crossed.
15 seconds, 10.
Snead or Henry?
Take Henry. Snead
or Henry, yeah.
Take Henry.
Upside. Take Henry. That's the last good running back.
He's my bench guy. Oh, shit. I almost didn't get it. Oh, I got it. Okay.
Nice.
That was like 1 second.
The thing I'd love about Henry is you got to keep your fingers crossed, right? I mean, if DeMarco stays healthy, he could just ride your bench all season.
Right.
If there's a chance that DeMarco goes down, he's a top 10 running back that you just got in, what, the sixth, seventh round?
Yes, that was the sixth round, correct.
Sixth round, which is really like the seventh round of a 16-team, you know, league.
Like an eighth round. Because, I mean, every three rounds you add a round. So, yeah, since this is the sixth, yeah, that would be – basically like taking him in the eighth round. So not bad there, but I've been kind of watching him in preseason and I'm not all that impressed. I mean, he's a grinder. I know he can carry the ball like 300 times a game. I'm not worried about that. And especially if this league is standard, which I have no idea if it is or not, but if it is, you know, he might be scoring a lot of touchdowns. So there is that upside as well for Derrick Henry, but he hasn't looked great in preseason.
I love it when you go into a draft blind.
I don't think he's looked bad in preseason. I think I don't
he just,
know.
He looks like a grinder, but he doesn't. I don't know. He just doesn't have much.
I was going to say jiggle.
He doesn't have much wiggle to me.
I think. Well, he's like 250 pounds. I mean, for his size profile, I think his lateral cutting ability is extremely underrated, and he is shifty. You have to take in consideration his size. He's not the same lateral agility as Christian McCaffrey or smaller back, scat back like that, but this guy is 250 pounds. And the way he moves and his high end speed, I think he ran a low 4.5, I think, in the combine. So it's not only his straight line speed, I think he does have lateral agility and can make cuts. I think he's, like I said, I think he's a top 10 running back if Murray goes down. Easy.
Yeah, he's a deep. I mean, like, because this is just such a scarce kind of bench, you may as well take a guy with upside that might be worth something like exponential if it happens to hit, you know. And hopefully, you know, Murray doesn't go down just because it sucks to see that. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it seems easily a top 10 back just in regards to volume. Like, he's going to be the guy, that's for sure.
And
yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say real quick, shout out to everybody who's watching us on YouTube right now. The chat is lit on YouTube, so shout out to everyone who's on us there. The fantasy football gurus, Goran Berserk, Dave, we've got Thor 300, Dwight, the big homies in there. We're having a good time. This is fantastic. So if you guys didn't know, obviously, we are also live streaming this on YouTube. So bring your kids, bring your wives, bring everybody. It's a good time.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a lot of shit. Man. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of shit talk on Twitter also. So. Nobody likes my cave here.
Nobody likes it.
Just move your camera down. Move your camera down just like a couple inches, man.
That's the other part of this, Regan, is the fact that It's not just the fact that it's dark, but we only see the
top. Can we all do this right now?
Are we all just going to go in the dark?
We're doing half face.
I'm going to turn the lights
half
on.
Face as well.
It's like the neighbor from Home Improvement. You guys remember
that's exactly that?
Yeah, that's
exactly.
You got that. You got that too.
Oh, that's funny.
While we're on the subjects, Jake, have you ever gotten mistaken for Philip Rivers? I feel like in some angles when you turn your face, you look just like Philip Rivers.
Never. I got probably 100 pounds on Philip Rivers.
Oh my gosh. No, look at it. I swear your face, I feel like y'all look the exact same. That's funny.
No, I've never heard that one.
That's a good one. I like right. that, J-Mike.
It just hit me. I don't know.
I'll take it, man.
I like Philip Rivers this year. Like I said, I mean,
sure. As long as it's not his like whiny face, you know, like when he's pitching.
Yeah, he's kind of.
When you squint like that, I see.
Is that the face?
Yes. You. That's it. I swear, I'm not even joking.
Like when he looks like a little bitch, that's what you look like. That's when you look like him the most.
Marvin Jones, why the hell did he go?
Hey, Jake, Marvin Jones? In the chat, somebody said you look like the wrestler Kurt Angle.
Hey, that's a good one. Ankle lock.
People think that I'm in way better shape than I am.
You are so famous. This is ridiculous.
Have you heard him sing? Have you heard Jake sing?
Oh, our Chris, I was hoping that this was not be brought up, my man.
Ah, when we come face to face, we got to always talk about our Disney mock draft, Disney song draft.
Ah.
Oh, man.
Okay. You guys need to find it. It's hashtag Disney song draft.
I'm looking at it right now. Right. Yeah,
find some good ones for us, J. Mike.
I was hoping to make it through this
show. No.
All right. If you're going to do mine, you have to do Chris as well. And you got to do Shane. Shane's were the best. And then shout out to Travis May. That guy's that guy's got some skills. He's like a real musician.
Dude can wobble too.
And he can walk. I love that. I love that video that you show of that Tennessee fan getting his ass kicked. And you're like, oh, I guess you couldn't wobble your way out of this one.
Hey, I thought that was funny. Right?
That was hilarious. I mean, the bull is literally drop kicking him, like legit. Like, dude is getting worse.
Almost into that four-wheeler.
Like, he's like, first of all, I don't have an Eddie George jersey. No, I'm just kidding, Travis. Hey, that was it was good little clip. I saw. I thought of you, man. I was thinking of you, the Titans fan, my man, one of the few, the proud.
Hey, if we can't give each other some shit and not get sensitive about it, then we're doing all the things wrong, you know.
It's true. We're all good. We're all good. J. Mike, you work on that. I'm sitting here, you know, kicking my feet back. I don't have to draft for a few picks, so I'm not sweating. I have Derrick Henry on my team. I'm going to ride out to a championship. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate that.
Real quick, I was able to find something fantastic. We'll jump right on to Kareem Hunt. Jake Anderson, back on April the 12th with pick 301, I just can't wait to be king.
Don't you dare.
From Lion King. Give us 10 seconds of it. Come on. Come on, Jake.
I'm not doing it live. It's not happening.
Everybody look left. Come on, you can do it.
I think that song was like 10 seconds long. So.
And I can't wait to be king.
Oh, that's Gabe's song anyways. I mean, that's his profile.
Hey, I'm in the Simba squad. Shout out to my Simba squad people out there. I got, I don't remember all y'all. Tyler Boucher, Casey Case. I got a shout out to here's my other – let me crack this here. That might be an eliminator. I don't really know. I got Quantim Turner. He likes these gozes, as we call them. I mean
– is that a sour?
A little bit sour. Yeah, a little bit sour. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Tim. He just released his first podcast I saw for Fan Tracks.
Hey,
Quantim Turner.
Congratulations.
So shout out to Timmy Boy. I'm sure he appreciates some likes and retweets on that.
John.
We have a special guest on Dynasty Happy Hour Open Bar. I hate saying that fucking title. What's up, John? John Bosch is here, man. We invited him on for a special.
We're not going to say why. We're not going to jinx anything.
Okay.
No worries.
We can just hang out. I don't know. I didn't read far enough in. You're just like, invite me so I could do something funny. I was like, okay, that's
so good. I think you'll appreciate it. It'll be fun. It'll be fun if it works out. Can you guys see what I'm looking at here?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we're sharing screens too.
So let's keep it a little quiet. Keep it on the down low for we got a few minutes before we get to have some fun. But so I'm going to ask, I noticed Chris is on here. So Chris is able to get Google Hangouts to work tonight. That's great. Couldn't join us for our auction, our auction the other night in our chat. How's it going, Chris?
I'm doing well, John.
Did you like your team in that league?
I hate it so much, but I'll make do with it. I was frozen out for like half the draft. I got my guys in the first half on OBJ and David Johnson, and I had to wait it out with all of you.
Yeah, that's how it seemed to go. The guys that were expensive went real fast, and then everybody just – we did a live auction on Yahoo the other night, which, Yahoo, you need to update your rankings. Like, that's fucking god-awful terrible. I mean, seriously, you got to scroll down like 8 pages to find a starting quarterback sometimes, it feels like. And in a super flex league, that's kind of important.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, we like the studs just went, and then all of a sudden everybody's just like sitting there waiting. Man, if this backfires on me, I'm never talking to any of you guys again. But if this works out, if you can see what I'm building up to doing here, it's going to be fun.
I'm not saying anything. So.
Well, I'll let your buddy Clint, you know, your former, what is he, mistress or what's his term, whatever.
Clint is bae.
Like, yeah, the bae. So, you know, he comes and goes and jumps into things like, oh, I'm going to be on your podcast, Gabe. Sure, I'm going to help you out. And then he just completely bails like a chump. So he deserves some bad karma, you know. But he's a good dude, and he decided to start a league that he wanted to auction. So we did Bar Tab. I think he talked about it on here at one point, the Bar Tab League, where it's kind of a copy of Pigs, where you have the rolling bankroll and everything. And you just bid like fucking crazy to get your players at the beginning. So, Gabe, do you remember what position you thought I was nuts, absolutely nuts for going for in Bar Tab early on?
No, yeah. Cheers to you, dude. I fucking quarterbacks, man, in a 14-team super flex league, and especially an auction and dynasty, all the above. Fucking go get those early and bid on them cheap. I don't even care who it is. Just get two of them and run.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping works out here. I saw Dwight in the chat earlier. I'm hoping Dwight's not paying attention at this point.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
I think I may need to play spoiler for your last minute and a half.
Son of Derek a bitch, Carr. You're in that. You're in this. Aren't you? No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Yes.
No, I knew if I jumped on, there's a chance that I lose. But I'm at the point. I'm two minutes away.
Kidding. I'm kidding. You got it.
Derek Carr, and I'm like, I don't quite know if I want him or not. And oh, somebody got me.
Somebody got you.
Oh, you know Dwight's watching live right now.
It was so Dwight.
That's Dwight.
Oh, I had to.
What's coming, Clint?
Oh, his nose was itching.
That Clint's is gonna amazing. See what's coming.
Who's Clint's boy? If Clint can get one quarterback, who's his boy?
No clue.
What?
Dak Prescott. He's four minutes. He literally just took Carr from me with about a minute to go. Oh, look. There goes my timer. You hear that? My timer. I go bid up Dak. And there goes Dak.
Got him.
There goes Dak. Sorry, Clint. Love you, buddy.
Speaking of timers, guys, I'm up. I have a minute left on my clock. Quarterbacks are fucking awful now. I knew I should have taken Cam back then. Not terrible, but Wentz, Dalton, Taylor, Bortles, Flacco, Bradford, and all the rookies. Hoyer, my boy toy Hoyer. I love him. I don't know. What do you think? Punt or should I swing on one of these fellas? I don't mind Wentz or Dalton.
With only two bench spots, you can't. You know, play the matchups with quarterbacks. You got
a quarterback streaming
that you can ride. But that being said, God, that's so hard. It's Dalton or Wentz for me.
Yeah,
Dalton or Palmer or that quarterback who was the top 10 quarterback the last 2 years, Blake Bortles.
He's gonna be benched though. J Mike and I are both Jags fans. We know this. He's done.
Sad but true.
All right. Bye.
My condolences. Oof.
I just drafted the Red Rifle. I don't feel amazing about it, but let's grind, baby. Let's do it.
Even the Red Rifle is not safe from injury, but
he's pretty
safe.
He's
got the weapons around him.
He's got so many weapons in the offense.
Yeah, the offensive line's the only part that scares me, but hopefully you can still get it done and put up some. I'm okay with like top 15 numbers because it's not outside of that. All right. So what were we saying? Fuck Clint.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, go back to your regularly scheduled programming. I just wanted to jump on just so it was on air when I burned Clint. Of course, it led to Clint burning me on air as well. I'm not shocked. I was hoping that Clint was, I don't know, distracted out Ubering or something and didn't manage to do it. But boy, he jumped in there. He got me. Oh, well.
He hasn't texted or hit me up or anything. I don't know. I don't know if he's even listening. He's a fiend, man. He's watching that shit. He gets down to a minute or less than, and then he just puts it in. Oh, fucking.
Yeah, I would not have waited for Dak on that late, but like I knew I had a 3-minute window between when I would have gotten Carr and he would have gotten Dak. And I knew that if I would have jumped Dak early, he definitely would have jumped Carr back up on me. So I was like, I'll wait, and I'll just, in that 3-minute window, hopefully I'll get Carr, and then I'll get a bump Dak. That didn't work out, but still fun to bump him.
Yeah.
You got a second chance to do it.
Now, what'll be funny is if he wins Carr here and I win Dak, I bet he'd trade me straight up.
Hey, how come nobody's giving John shit? He's literally in a dark room also.
Not nearly as bad.
I am, and I was told that the elliptical is like a terrifying device behind me the other night when we were – people are like, that's really scary. And I'm like, yeah, exercise is terrifying. I agree.
Totally agree.
It kind of looks like the Predator, like, you know?
Yeah, that's it needs to get used more often, but this is a lot easier to use, you know?
Bush Light curls, all right.
That's Yingling. Yingling Light.
Oh, Yingling Light curls.
Yeah, that's my preferred beer.
Love me some Yingling.
Yep, thank God they have it in Ohio. They don't sell it down here in Kentucky, but I can just stop on my way home from work and get it.
All right, well, you going to hang out with us, John, or what?
Nope, I have to be at work in about 5 hours, so I need to go to bed. I literally was staying up only to try and perform the Dak Prescott maneuver right there. that's how addicted I am. And I set my alarm to make sure, just in case I decided to fall asleep on the couch. I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to wake up to do that. So, oh, well. Clint has replied here that he loves me. But he had a feeling that if I won Carr for so cheap, I was going to bump Dak anyways. Yep. Damn right, Clint. Jerk.
he read you like a book.
Yep.
Yeah, it's almost as if I've been like auctioning against the same people for, I don't know, like 9 months now. Good God. Football needs to start. Like, really needs to start. There was no reason we did another that Clint decided to start this league. But I was like, I can't pass it up. I mean, it's pretty fun, and I've helped him put it together. At this point, I kind of feel like a little responsible for it. So now we just have to get a whole auction done in like a week. That's possible, right?
Oh, easily.
Yeah, sure. We put up 10 players each today, 14 teams, 140 players on the board, and everybody's putting up 5 tomorrow. 210 players on the board at once.
Oof. Oh, my goodness.
Clint named the league Kamikaze after himself, which felt feels appropriate. So
apropos, yeah. Yes.
That's fair.
All right, well, hey, thanks. Hey, thanks for letting me jump in on the party for a little while, guys. Let me stop by, have a beer with you, you know.
Awesome. Good to see
Enjoy.
You.
Appreciate you coming on, John. Nice little surprise, brother.
Yeah, I look forward to listening tomorrow to the rest of it. I caught some of it, obviously, because, you know, I was like, I'm going to start listening because then I'm going to jump on and do this to Clint. Damn, Clint. if I didn't get to do it right back to him, I would be tilting really hard right now. But, oh, well, I got revenge immediately. That feels pretty good. All right, see you, fellas.
All right, see you, man.
Later.
Holy shit. Can we just talk about Kareem Hunt for 20 minutes now? Because that's my fucking boy. I've been touting that motherfucker forever, and now he's got a shot. Guys, how do you feel about Kareem Hunt?
I'll take ownership there too, my man. I've had him on my Devy roster for over 2 years now. So I've been a huge Kareem Hunt fan. I got him for $1 in our dynasty. It was a Devy and rookie auction our first year 2 years ago. I got him for $1. I also got Evan Ingram for $1 in that same, and James Conner for, because I spent almost everything on Todd Gurley. But besides the point, I'm a huge Kareem Hunt fan, and I'm excited for him to get his shot. I think, you know, there's part of the, it seems like the community is completely split on Kareem Hunt. It's either everyone's obsessed about him or everyone hates him. So it's going to be fun to see how it plays out, but I think he's a well-rounded back that's going to assimilate the offense really easily.
Yeah, very the shout out to your boy over at DFF, John Dabari.
Dabari.
Yeah, that shit was funny, man. That Kenny Golladay.
Oh my god. It's everywhere now.
That's exactly what it reminded me of, man. That's good.
Yeah.
That was good. So you know, swipe I don't know how to play Tinder. Swipe left on Golladay and swipe right on Kareem Hunt. Yeah.
That's my boxer. Sorry.
That's
Clint talking about it.
Actually, we have a fucking job to do, J. Mike. Maybe, you know, you could be a legitimate co-host and just be present. That would be good.
Oh my gosh, man.
I want to hear from Chris and Negan. Bring the bat out on Kareem Hunt. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think Chris can hear us. Chris,
yeah, I was waiting for him to go.
Okay.
Chris is muted.
Regan, go ahead.
Yeah,
brother.
I mean, I like him. You know, he's, you know, with me, he's even with Alvin Kamara, I have him as those two basically tied as the fifth best backs. I like the big four first. But man, he landed in a perfect situation this year, didn't he? Because everybody knows that Andy Reid loves to use use that bell cow back and use his main guy. So, I mean, think about it as just like Leonard Fournette this year. Now, all of a sudden he's in a perfect situation. He's going to get all the carries. So, and it certainly moves him up the ladder, if not talent wise, at least, volume wise.
Yeah. I mean, volume is key. And then, yeah, you know, you got to have talent too. That's definitely certain. But, I think he certainly has enough, I guess. I don't know. I mean, he's definitely in the right situation. We'll see how it pans out. The athleticism scares me just a little bit, but just watching the tape, man, the dude just runs his heart out and really hits those holes, and he's shifty, and he stays up a little bit too long for me, but I like him. I love Kareem Hunt, man.
Yeah, he's got such good balance, and his spin move is undeniable.
Yep.
And he's not a home run hitter, but he's going to get those chunk yardages. Is that J-Mike?
I was just going to say, can we forecast a few years from now and just kind of salivate a little bit over how fun the Chiefs offense might actually be when you've got a guy like, oh.
Someone's spicy right now.
That's Chris.
Yeah.
just thinking
sizzle,
about.
Sizzle take.
just thinking about how fun that could be with.
Oh, dude.
Hello.
It's like an alien.
We had John Bosch's Predator elliptical in the background.
Sorry, guys. Camera's having issues. I have no idea what it is. I'll try to jump back on.
That's okay. You sound great, though. All right. So Mahomes, Hunt, and Tyreek Hill just had some pieces in.
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. So how fun can that offense be here in a couple of years? It'll be good stuff. This feels like a good time to buy in, specifically for Dynasty, just forecasting out. That could be awesome.
Oh man, I was so hoping that Mahomes would go to Arizona. I was hoping he would come here. And it just didn't happen. Yeah, I'm really excited about him especially. I mean, think about he's the complete opposite of Alex Smith. I mean, he's everything that Alex Smith isn't. It's going to be exciting when he gets the reins to the team.
All right, I'm back.
I do think Mahomes needs to sit, though. He was my clear quarterback two in this class. I think he was one of the most fun players to watch tape on in college. And I know he throws off platform pretty well and relatively accurately. But he throws off platform for no reason way too often for me. And he needs to work on that footwork. And I understand he makes plays. He was a baseball player, so he can make plays on the run, but he needs to learn how to set his feet and make plays. You saw that. Did you see that throw he made in, I think it was the last preseason game, where he had pretty much a clean pocket and he just tucked it off his back foot way over the wide receiver's head? He's got some development to do, and I'm glad he went to a situation where hopefully he can sit all year and learn the system and work on some of those fundamentals. But I am worried that, you know, athletes, it's so hard to change how they work and how they play once the you know, the heat is on and the lights are on. So I have a feeling he could be extremely inconsistent, you know, and I have the same concerns about Kizer, but just even more. But yeah, he has tons of upside, but I do have concerns about Mahomes. I think he's getting a little bit overvalued in, you know, especially like Superflex.
Yeah, the range is large as far as, you know, what he can be and what he can't be, really. So I did see a play in the preseason that just kind of made me roll my eyes a little bit. I mean, he was scrambling around the pocket like he does, and then had a perfect pocket, stepped up, made the throw on the slant, and then he decides to shift and just again, he loves throwing off of one foot for whatever reason. It just like, that's his thing. And so he bounces up and then he like bounces back with his left foot and he throws it and he still makes the throw, but it's like, it was a little bit behind the receiver. It was like, you don't have to do that. Just like little tiny things like that just kind of bother me. And it's like, you have a perfect pocket, just embrace it. And it's like, you have the athleticism to move around like you do, but I don't know, that stuff just kind of makes me sweat a little bit.
Well, like Brett Favre, he was the best, right, at ever throwing off his back foot, but he could also step up and set his feet too. Like he didn't just throw off his back foot for the hell of it. He threw it off his back foot when he needed to. So there's a big difference there between using that ability to throw off platform when you need to and when just doing it all the time. So.
Well, but at the same time, him doing this in a second preseason game in his rookie year is one thing. If he's still doing it 5 years from now, then obviously we have a problem. It's not that big of a concern to me, being that it's, you know, we're going into week four of the preseason, and he's a rookie. He's got a lot to learn, you know, things like that. Man, the guy's got some intangibles, and I do have him also. He was my number one quarterback in this draft.
And let's not forget the Reed effect, the Andy Reed effect. Everybody who plays under him is always better, like always. Life is good under Andy Reid. So if you want to grow a guy, if you want to develop a guy and see a guy be probably at his best, Andy Reid's a great coach to have at that. So however long he has Andy Reid, I think it's a huge mark in the win column for a guy like Mahomes.
Yeah, I definitely agree with all those points that's been brought up. I have my concerns as well for Mahomes. And I would shorten the window. Reagan gave him a 5-year window. I would give him more of a 3-year window. You want to see improvements every preseason, if not in season, because there's a very short time for professionals to develop. They're expected to have developed some semblance of accuracy, footwork, fundamentals in college and in high school. It's not as big of a concern right now for me, but it's definitely the fundamentals. So he's a fun project, but how much do fun projects succeed in the NFL?
Right. Can he harness this wild stallion?
I got a little bit of heat on Twitter for this comparison, but he reminded me of like a bigger version of Johnny Manziel with a rocket arm. Just like the way he danced around the pocket, maybe for no reason sometimes, or just throwing off platform. So yeah, he's a little scary for me.
No, I definitely see that comparison, because Manziel was a wild stallion himself. A master at improvisation, and that's kind of what you see in Mahomes, trying to think faster than he, trying to react faster than what's in front of him, trying to just do a little too much. And in the NFL, you have a small window, and you have to take advantage of. That's why the fundamentals are important.
I gotta make a statement here. Dynasty Wiz, man, Josh, where the hell have you been, for one? And two, like, welcome back. He just made a message in one of our group chats. So I just, like, I'm sure it sounds like he's listening right now, talking about Kareem Hunt and whatnot. But sup, dude. Welcome back. Nice to have you around and listening. So just a quick shout out to you. We're wrapping up close to an hour, but we can go – I don't know, 5, 10, 15 minutes. We had ladies on last week, so we have a range at which we can go, and I think they hit us at that hour and 30 mark, and we're like, okay, we're good, so we can tone it back a little bit, but we can hang out for a little bit longer. any other kind of big things y'all been thinking about before starts next Thursday? We're 8 days away. So are we ready?
Yes, yes, and yes. And yes, some more.
Some more.
Regan, real fast. It's funny you asked that, Gabe, in terms of what we're looking forward to. And I don't know how close to home this hits for you, Regan. But seeing those two catches and two touchdowns by John Brown last week had to put a smile on your face. I mean, it had to be fantastic for you to see. So I feel like this Arizona offense is to some degree being slept on. What are your thoughts on either John Brown or just what it looks like for Arizona this season? Because I feel like that's a wild card this year for the fantasy season.
It's all about if he can control that sickle cell issue he has. If that stays under control the whole season, John Brown's going to be a top 10 wide receiver in the league. He's going to supplant Larry Fitzgerald as the number one receiver in Arizona. And everybody's going to be calling his name at the end of the year. If he still has the issues, it's a crapshoot, man. It's an absolute crapshoot. But yeah, it was pretty exciting to watch that. That first touchdown catch over the shoulder. Oh, that was amazing. God. I mean, good Lord, that was an amazing catch.
Good throw.
That's the type of talent. That's the type of talent he has. I mean, the guy is an absolute stud. He really is a stud. And he's Bruce Arians' wide receiver, man. I mean, that's T.Y. Hilton. That's Antonio Brown. That's these guys. He is the mold that Bruce Arians looks for.
No doubt.
And he fills the role. So he has – that's his ceiling. Antonio Brown is John Brown's ceiling if he stays healthy. That's the thing, is the big if.
Heat right there.
Love that, man. Love that. Yeah, there's a few sickle cell guys out there, and you've never really heard of that kind of issue arise yet until the last couple of years, you know, Tevin Coleman, Timo. And so, like, you know, there's lacerated spleens, there's lacerated kidneys, there's sickle cells. Like, what is next? And just things you can't predict exactly, but certainly something to consider. And I'm with you, man. John, top 10. I love that dude. I've never been that high on John Brown, but I'm a huge fan. So I hope to see that happen as well.
I mean, I'm not going to draft him as a top 10, but but it's there.
All that being said,
I do have a question for Regan. Since you're like really high on John Brown, what is with the quarterback situation? I don't see the quarterback of the future on the team right now.
No, what? Absolutely, there's not. Now there's a lot of garbage going around right now in Arizona that people are getting on this Blaine Gabbert bandwagon, and I'm just going, oh God, please stop, just stop, just pump the brakes. But they're gonna ride Carson Palmer until he's ready to retire. Bruce Arians loves him, and it's the same with the other guys. It comes down to health with this team. They've got the makings of a top five offense. They got the makings of a top five defense all over again. It's going to be if everybody can stay healthy or not. That's kind of the situation they're in. And they've built the team like that. They place themselves in a position to win, but there's a lot of older guys on here. And if any of those old guys get hurt, I mean, that's it. So
it's going to be so interesting. So interesting to watch. Jake, what about you, sir?
About what specifically?
Just in general, Gabe was asking, what are you looking forward to in terms of before Thursday comes? What are you anticipating?
I don't know. I'm a Vikings fan, so I'm just the ultimate pessimist as far as my home team. And we've looked pretty rough this preseason. And the offensive line doesn't look like it's any better, which I really thought it would be much improved from last year. I do think that certain teams, at least, almost suck on purpose, and not suck on purpose, but are so vanilla in the preseason because they don't want to put anything on tape that they come out looking really lethargic and kind of pathetic. And that's what I got out of the Vikings this preseason, especially on defense. I mean, their defense was getting chewed apart by Brian Hoyer. That defense is going to look completely different once the season comes and Zimmer puts in those blitz packages. And it's an awful feeling being a Vikings fan. It's just having your heart broken all the time, and you never can like get too excited because you always have to hedge your bets that things aren't going to work out the way you hope they do. And I have Dalvin Cook everywhere, so I have my fingers crossed there. So yeah, I'm excited for the season to get started. It's almost surreal, you know. The off seasons are so long and drawn out, and honestly, it's part of the fun of the whole the year is the off season with the drafts and the hype and the talk and the analysis. It's so much fun. And then once the season starts, it's just overwhelming with content and you can't keep up. And I'm excited for it to get started.
I'll tell you what, Teddy Bridgewater is going to look real good in a Cardinals uniform next season.
Oh, though. Don't even say that. That's my guy. Don't talk about Teddy.
He's going to look real good in the Cardinals uniform.
Chris, there's your QB of the future right there.
Oh, man, just flip them Bradford. Get your first back.
There you go. You can have Bradford. We'll take a healthy Teddy.
That's not good for John Brown.
Well, you have Stephon Diggs, so you better hope that Bradford is going to do well.
Bradford's a good bridge quarterback, and honestly, I'm glad we got him because otherwise we would have been, we would have been trading up for a quarterback, and who knows who we would have taken. He's a good bridge quarterback, and it gives Teddy some time to hopefully prove that he can come back healthy. And the word is he's been cleared to practice, so he's ahead of that timetable there. I don't want to see him play this year. I just don't. I just want to take his time and get healthy. But this time next year, the Vikings are going to be in a difficult situation deciding what to do with those quarterbacks, and I hope that they find a way to work something out with Teddy and don't give Brad for 25 million, 28 million. It's ridiculous that these quarterbacks, and like I said, Bradford's a solid quarterback, but it's ridiculous that they're making almost as much as Tom Brady is on these franchise tags. It's all or nothing with these quarterbacks, and when you pay these middle of the road quarterbacks that much money, it just sets your franchise. Why is it fair that Sam Bradford's going to make as much as any quarterback in the league next?
Well, the funny thing is there was just somebody just put a tweet out the other day that Tom Brady's not in the top 12 highest paid quarterbacks in the league right now. I mean, he's
bottom 12.
Yeah, he's like 14 million a year or something. I think Mike Glennon is making almost as much as he is.
It's not fair.
But that's what they said. They go, well, he can live on 15 million a year, and he wants his players to have the rest of that money. You got Matt Stafford out there making now what, 29 million is his new contract? That's the new average on his contract.
I think it's 25, yeah.
And what have the Lions done? Well, now you got a great quarterback, but now you got all these other holes to fill, and now you don't have money to do it.
There's got to be a better system to give quarterbacks tiered kind of salary. They can't be all top heavy, and whoever is a free agent shouldn't be the highest paid player in the NFL. So we saw it with Flacco, right? Dalton got a big contract. Kaepernick, even though there were some outs in that contract, got a somewhat big contract. I mean, all these quarterbacks that are middle of the road are getting tremendous amounts of money, and it's not fair for the teams to have to give them that much money when the top quarterbacks in the league are making similar type of money. It's not fair.
Yep. No, and you're going to watch it now. Every quarterback that comes up as a free agent is going to their contract is now going to be higher than the next guy. It's going to be.
Gabe, let me guess. You're on the clock.
I'll just say it after my pick. I'm just going to draft a player and we can talk about it. But it's just funny because there's another thing that I didn't know about the league. So there's another. There's another bench spot. So
it was just hidden underneath the other benches.
Yeah, I didn't see it. No, they voted for it. They voted for it, and the commission didn't tell me. And I like scrolled down. And I was looking at the rounds. I said, "There's 11 rounds. There's only supposed to be 10." And he says, "We just voted. There's 11 roster spots now." I was like, "Okay, good to know." So I didn't know that. Now I do. And I took a backup quarterback just cause I did a QB pairing in case I got to kind of live the stream a little bit. And, I took Dalton and I did Bradford to pair with Diggs, in case he got a tough week. So did it. And look, it's deep on the rosters. I was just looking at the last round, guys. Zach Ertz was going, Duke Johnson, Kenny Britt. These are all in the 10th round. So mind you, this is 160 players deep. God, that's just nuts. So
Bradford, I think the Vikings might have the easiest pass schedule this season. So
Yep.
They do. I just picked them up on my waiver in my home league. Had to drop Tyrod for that, and I have no regret.
Tyrod's still there. Didn't take him. Nope, I am not on that. I think the Bills are going to be bad this year. The Bills are going to be really bad. Yeah, I think Jets bad.
Yeah, I think they need to drop McCoy down your rankings too.
I just don't know if they're going to run him when they're playing from behind so much. I picked up Jordan Matthews in this draft just now, just because I think they're going to play from behind a lot. And I'm not ready to commit to Zay Jones. I think okay, but I'm more of a Jordan Matthews guy this year to be top 30 or something, decent bye week play. So
So you got one round left, is that right?
Guys, I have one round left, and it's just
What's your roster? Let's hear your roster.
No, okay.
No. I don't want to. I need Gabe's impression voice to do on him.
What?
I need to work on that. I need the whiny Gabe impression voice.
Well,
no. All right, so they do reverse order for defense in the first round, which I kind of like. So anyone who's doing redraft leagues out there, if you do just defense first and get that shit out of the way so people quit reaching for it, do that because it's kind of cool. Do it for kickers too. Fuck it. Or just completely get rid of them. That's a good idea.
That's the answer.
Right. Well, you know, people they hold on to that shit, you know? So anyways, first round pick, Todd Gurley. Second round pick, Amari Cooper. Third, Carlos Hyde, RB1 this year, fools. Sammy Watkins, another wide receiver one. Guys, I have my first four picks are all in the top 12 at their respective position. How neat is that?
Hey, yo.
Stephon Diggs in the fifth round. Derrick Henry, thank you guys so much for that one. Andy Dalton, the red rifle himself. Jordan Matthews, I did that while y'all were I did it on the low. Sam Bradford just recently for my kicker. So I feel okay. You know, I'm feeling all right. How do you guys feel? And mind you, it's a 16-team league.
In PPR, I love it. In standard, I hate it.
We'll find out. Hopefully,
bro. 25, you don't have to worry about anything.
I know it was standard when the league started, but I think it changed. I don't remember.
Aren't you in a group chat? Can you just send a quick message?
Yeah, I've talked to the commissioner, you know, off, I don't know, not that often. So it's just like, we'll find out kind of thing. I don't know, like, whatever. It's fun. It's all good. It's fantasy football, man. That's what it's all about.
This is how pro you guys are. You don't even care about the scoring setting and you can field a great team just like that.
Yeah.
That's just how you can tell who the real degenerates are.
Hey, that's what I did in the Scott Fish Bowl. I didn't even know half of the scoring things when I started drafting. I just drafted my team and went, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's ask the commission if it's PPR yet. Oh, I have no idea. I can't believe if it was standard, I can't believe I was touting Willie Snead. That's not a good
idea. It's probably like return yards are huge.
It is. I know touchdowns are with 6 points in for quarterbacks, so I know
it is.
They get a little bit of bump, but
yeah,
so I don't care about point
a little bit, but at least you have a third best spot and you got a second quarterback that helps.
Yeah, that is kind of nice. Bradford Dalton pairing with Diggs, but
so a lot of teams are gonna have to drop somebody good or just take a zero in their bye weeks from certain players. That's gonna be tough, man. That's gonna be fun.
Very. Kamish said, "This is not a PPR league."
I wonder why Diggs fell that far. He doesn't score any touchdowns.
Gabe, you said they were all live. Like, they're all laughing at you when you're making your pick. Like, what? Oh, Diggs is
whatever, dude. Bilal Powell went early and, like, a bunch of weird ass players. I don't know. I feel. Hopefully, Cooper gets some red zone targets and Watkins will get his red zone. That's what I hate about standard. It just becomes so touchdown dependent.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin's like a second round pick in that league.
Yeah, no shit. I saw him go in the fourth or fifth. Or I should have probably swooped on that. Fellas, anything else before we wrap this thing up?
It was fun. Thank you for inviting me.
Nib High football rules. Anyone get that reference, or are we just going to be silent as fuck there? Okay, cool. Go watch some movies from Billy Madison. So let's hit the roulette wheel here and say our goodbyes, you know, give our free plugs and whatnot. So may as well start with my boy, Negan.
Well, if a lot of you guys don't know, but we just switched over to a premium content over at fakepigskin.com. So $3.99 a month, $29 a year. Come and get all the content you want in every sport. We don't just do fantasy football. We do almost every fantasy sport there is. I mean, I write fantasy supercross. So we've got DFS guys in almost every sport, including UFC, making people money. So come subscribe, get on it. And I'm on Twitter. So
did you come throw say out hi. The Twitter handle? Did you say it?
No, it's at Regan FP, fake pig, at Regan FP for fake pigskin.
Great. Yeah. I've unknowingly interacted with fake pigskin before. So and I never kind of knew, but now that I know, I feel good about it. Good group of guys. And especially after tonight. So thank you for coming on, my man.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. It was fun.
Absolutely.
Nice to meet you, Regan.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Hey, and Chris, the other fake pigskin. How can we find you on Twitter?
Absolutely. So my handle is at FFDynasty101. I'm on there just about most of my days. I've recently started doing a Dynasty Mind on YouTube, part of the Fake Pigskin YouTube channel, where I muse about different Dynasty strategies and thinking about Dynasty philosophy and team building. If you have time, feel free to check it out. In my last episode, I have a free offer for anyone who is willing to share the video. Is one of my articles is basically a fantasy depth chart. I know people draw their information from rlads.com to kind of go through a depth chart when injury hits. So what I did instead was filter out all the names that has no fantasy impact and just sorted them into a depth chart for fantasy footballers who just needs the quick information for each team. So that's kind of what I'll give out for anyone who just shares about my video.
Easiest thing on the planet. Get out there and share it now.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I'm going to go share it. Is it pinned or what?
It's on. Yeah, I have the channel pinned to my Twitter profile.
Okay. Yeah, the channel is just Fake Pigskin. And very shortly, all of our podcasts are going to be on there also. So we got awesome. Five different podcasts going on. We just added on the Asylum podcast, joined our crew. Duke and Boy podcasters is now a Fake Pigskin podcast also. Nice. along with the ones who have always been with us, and all of them are going to be on our Fake Pigskin channel also live.
Awesome. On the rise, Fake Pigskin becoming not so fake, but a real pigskin per se.
Per se.
Well, you're drunk. Well said, Gabe.
Go check out the pinned tweets from these fellas and get them up there. All right, Jake.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at NFL Draft Talker. We just launched the Super Flexible podcast. We just released episode 4.
Yes. It's
a Super Flex Heavy podcast. Yes. We're going to eventually talk about some alternate scoring as well. You know, we try to have a good time on there. You know, we bust each other's balls. We have some fun. Highly recommend you go check that out. And I'm a writer at DynastyFootballFactory.com, part of the DF Network podcast.
DFF Army.
DFF Army.
Hashtag.
Yeah, we're running out of viewers, so we better wrap it up. As far as the super flex, you know, connoisseurs may as well scoop up John Bosch, Clint Folliwell, get those fellows on the podcast. John Bosch has some good things to say about quarterbacks, that's for sure. I might be some of his kids' names, like Tom or Drew or Aaron, something of the like. I would not be surprised. J. Mike, my main man, my co-host.
What's up? So now I'm your co-host. All right. Co-host-ish. We'll talk. On Twitter at JMikeCheck, at JMICCheck. Regan and Chris, man, fantastic getting to talk with you guys and meeting you guys today. And Jake, you always enrich my life, so thank you. Thank you for coming on with us. Good times, and I am very much ready for this season to get started, so let's do this.
Hey, maybe next time you have us on, Chris will let me borrow that lamp behind him that he's not using.
I didn't know a lamp could be so fly.
It's like incredibly bright without having that on. It is funny.
Yeah, we have a lot of lights installed, but yes, feel free, Regan. Take it.
That's straight out of the Minority Report right there.
Awesome. Yeah, give J Mike a follow. He's climbing up that Twitter ladder, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Give him a follow.
Get him followers.
Get him out there at J Mike Check, okay? Only I can call him J Mike, no one else. Just kidding. His nickname for everyone. Okay, I stop. Sorry, I got to stop talking. Blah, blah, blah. I'm at Grabbag Fantasy, the lesser of the two co-hosts here. Give me a follow. I do my own podcast. I try to bring on some Dynasty team and talk about it specifically, get in depth with some sort of co-host, hit those areas better than I can. Devi, IDP, that's definitely not as much my field, and I try to get those kind of people on for sure. I don't have a podcast this week. I'm going to throw that out there. I couldn't throw one together, couldn't get the people. So guess what that means is I need. So get out there, hit me up on Twitter. Let me get you on. Shout out to the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network. This is their podcast. You can find it underneath that feed. All right. So right next door to Dynasty Happy Hour, the main one, right next door to Dynasty Happy Hour Fantasy Tilt. All right. That's their redraft podcast. And then we're here on Wednesdays. That's live, but then we come through Thursday or Friday or something, you know, whenever Tyler gets around to it.
Come on, Tyler.
Come on, Tyler. O'Doyle rules.
But hey, it's been good on the Dynasty. Hey, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, my God. I have such good news. Oh, my God. I should have opened with this. Guys, this is holy shit. I didn't even tell anyone about this, especially you, J-Mike. This is fucking huge. Okay, listen. LFO, remember those guys? Yeah. They were there on episode 2. We have that, or was it 2 or 3? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Look, we have them in a league. We are doing a league with LFO, okay? The two guys from LFO. Yes, Evan. We talked to them. They want in on a league. I talked to them today. We're doing it. It's a 12-man league, all right? Next week, we are not going to be live on Wednesday. We're going to be live on Monday night. Why? Because we're going to be drafting live, all right? We'll be doing at least half of it, maybe the second half of it. So if you want in on this LFO league, hey, over here at Grab Bag Fantasy, at J Mike Check, at DHH. Fuck, I don't know their Twitter, but you know, hit that one up too and try to get it. Hit the DMs, baby. Let's get this thing going. We're gonna do it live on Monday night with LFO. Okay, so. Let's do it. J Mike, you're my co-host. So you're already quit laughing at me. You're already in the league. So is that cool? You ready? You ready for Monday night? Is that good?
Victory.
Yo. Do it. All right. So we got 4 already. That means there's 8 spots left. Come in. Come play with LFO. There is an entry fee. I think we're doing like $50 or something. Hit me up for that information. But sorry I kept you late here, but that I almost forgot. How could I forget about that? That is so important.
That's LFO. Huge. Are you
kidding me?
Is that a dynasty league? Did I miss that?
It's a redraft league. We're just doing redraft. Redraft league. Yeah. Redraft with LFO. Summer girls. Chinese food makes me sick. Yeah. Those guys. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Hit us up all on Twitter. Thanks for listening. We're going to be here next Monday. All right. We're not going to be here Wednesday because we're going to be doing that draft on Monday. Put your drinks up. Let's do a little cheers, even though we're drinking Blue Dolphins all the way around.
Pinky up.
Yeah. Yeah. Love those guys. That's so cool. All right. Cheers, fellas. Do the little cheers thing towards the camera because that's what we do.
Cheers, fellas. Make sure we have guys.
We will see you all next week.
This has been a Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.